The Gemara says on the top of Daf Yadav Aleph, the Rameir holds that when it comes to Nedarim, we say Michal Lavi Yata Shemer Hain. That if you say a Dibur of Lav, we can't be Medag the Hain from your Dibur, you have to actually speak it out. And the Gemara says, how do we know the Rameir holds that way? Because Rameir holds, Kol Tanai Shinuk Tanai B'nei Gadar B'Ruv and Eino Tanai. Rameir holds when it comes to Tanai, you have to be careful of the Tanai. If you're not careful of the Tanai, it's not good. And that's right, that he holds Michal Lavi Yata Shemer Hain. Because if you would hold Michal Lavi Yata Shemer Hain, then why do you have to be careful of the Tanai? If you say it one way, you could be Medag the other way, and it would work. So Elamai Yos Michal Avi Yata Shemei Hain and Huadim Ben Nedarim, we can't be Medag the Nedar Midvara, we have to actually speak it out. Now Rav Chanan asked the Kasha, this is in the curvature of Ben Babasar, he asked the Kasha to Reb Chaim, he said, Lachar, what's the Raya from what he holds by Tanai Kofol that he holds all over by Nedarim, the Michal Avi Yata Shemei Hain? Loyalim, we could say the Ramei holds Michal Avi Yata Shemei Hain, maybe you do hear the Hain from the Lav. But when it comes to Tanayim, there's a special din that you need Be'in and Dumya de Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven. The Tanay has to be exactly the way it was done by Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven. And by Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven, the Tanay was Nichval. It was spoken out twice, both ways. And since over there it was spoken out both ways, so Ladaris also, the Tanay has to be Kafal, has to be both ways, Dumya de Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven. Like many other dinim that we learn out, then it has to be exactly the way it was done but by Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven. But Lo'ilam Ba'alma, when it comes to Nedarim, maybe it's Maskim, that Michal Av Tashim Ehem, but that's a special Gzeser Kasev. When it comes to Tanai, then it has to be Dumya to Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven, and that's why you have to be careful it. So that's a question he asked Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim told him that the Pshat is like this, that the Machlok is a Michal Avi Yata Shemehen, or Shemehen, not Shemehen, it's not a Shaila, in your Das, do we know what you mean? Everyone agrees that when you say Lav, that we can be Dayak Nehen, there's no question about it. If you say one statement, we can be Dayak, we can infer the opposite from what you're saying, that everyone agrees to. The question is, the Machlok is a Nichlo in your Dibur? Do we say that we hear that in your Dibur? Could we see that in your Dibur? Then when you say a Dibur of Lav, we could see the hain in the Dibur, that since we can be Medayak, it's Nichlo in your Dibur. Or do we say it's not part of your Dibur? You didn't say it, but we can be Medayak, it's like an Omda Minachot, that's what you meant, but it's not Nichlo in your Dibur. And Meili says, that's the Machlokes by Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven. It's true that Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven had this night kafal, but if you hold Michal Av Tashemeh Hain, and that's Nichol Nir Dibur, then Ramir should hold that it works. Why doesn't it work? It is Dumya Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven. From the fact that he holds it doesn't work, is it right that it's not Nichol Nir Dibur? We know what you mean, but it's not part of your Dibur, and therefore you have to actually speak it out. Mashengel Vila Chachamim, they hold you don't have to be kaifal, because it's Nichol Nir Dibur, and once it's Nichol Nir Dibur, there's no need to speak it out. We may look at that, so the Gemara here is beautiful. The Gemara is saying that if you find the Ramir holds, they need Tanai Kafal. That means that even though we know what you mean, but it's not Nechel in your Dibur. So when it comes to Nedarim, that's not good enough. By Nedarim, you need Bita Sosayim. You have to speak out the Nether. So even though we know what you mean, but if it's not part of your Dibur, it's not going to work. And therefore, the Gemara could be Medama, the din of Remeir, by Tanai Kafal, the din by Nedarim, that he would hold Michalav Yat HaShemehen. So that's what Chaim's Hezbra in this din, that everyone agrees we know what you mean. The question is it Nechel in your Dibur or not? So it's a very nice Hezbra, but Lechar, it's Tamua from the Gemara Kiddushin. Gemara Kiddushin and Daf Samach Aleph. So Michal Beis has a whole sugya over there in Legabe Michal Vadesh Mehein. And the Gemara asks Akasha. The Gemara says that that works out Lefi Rameir, but not Lefi Lechachamim. Because we find in Parshas Bechukaisa, it says, Im Bechukaisa Teilechu, then Kach V'Kach will happen, and then it says, Im Bechukaisa Timasu, then the opposite will happen. So if you keep the Torah, you'll get Bracha. If you don't keep the Torah, you'll get Klala. So the Gemara asks Akasha, why does it have to speak out both ways? It says, Bishlam, according to a mayor, makes sense why I have to speak them both out, because Michal Av Yata Shemehen. You can't just say Michukesi Teleichu and infer the opposite of Michukesi Timasu. The Torah has to speak up both ways. But according to the Chachamim, according to Mechinim Gamliel, who holds Michal Av Yata Shemehen, then just say Michukesi Teleichu. I could figure out Michukesi Timasu. Why is it necessary for the Torah to speak up both? That's a fact of Gemara. Now, Luchari, if you learn like Reb Chaim, the kasha doesn't make sense, because even the Fira Meir Shver, even Rameir is mighty that when you say the Lav, you can hear the Hain. And he's mighty that if you say Michu Kaisei Teilechu, you can figure out Michu Kaisei Timasu. The whole Shaila is it Nichol on your Lashon or not? Is it part of the Dibur? So that's good when it comes to the Tanayim, it's good when it comes to Nedarim that does a Din Dibur. But over here, there's no Din Dibur. It's just like a Shvach who trying to give over a message in the Torah that if Michu Kaisei Teilechu, then this will happen, and Michu Kaisei Timasu, that will happen. So lechar, it's enough. Everyone should agree that over there you don't need to say mechukasi timasu, because you can be medayik from the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he meant. So from the fact that Gemara says that it's good according to Rameir, would be mashem from the Gemara that Rameir holds that Michal Av Tashmehen is a pshat. We don't even hear it from, we don't even know what you mean. We can't be medayik that from your words. Not like Reb Chaim is saying that we could be medayik. It's just a shayla gabi the Dibur. So this Gemara in Kiddushin is lechar tzarichin on Reb Chaim.